USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Some lawmakers in the Senate are preparing to miss their self-imposed deadline to pass President Biden's social spending bill, a.k.a. Build Back Better. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on Fox News says adding to the national debt would not be good.
I think Build Back Better is dead forever. Joe Manchin has said he's not going to vote for a bill that will add to the deficit. Well, if you do away with the budget gimmicks, Build Back Better, according to the CBO, adds $3 trillion to the deficit.
Talks between Senator Joe Manchin and President Biden are going very poorly, according to an unnamed source on NBC News. Five children died and another four are critically injured after they fell 32 feet from a bouncy house lifted into the air by winds at a school event in Australia. Children at Hillcrest Primary School in Davenport on the north coast of Tasmania were celebrating the end of the school year when the tragedy occurred Thursday afternoon, Australia time. This is USA Radio News.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Indiana has a tax surplus, and that's good news for the residents.
A plan is in the works to give Indiana taxpayers a $125 refund payment from the state's growing budget surplus. Officials had announced in July that stronger than expected tax collections following the COVID-19 pandemic recession would trigger Indiana's automatic taxpayer refund process. The distribution plan from Republican Governor Eric Holcomb aims to make more people eligible for direct payments from the state rather than a credit on their state tax returns submitted next year. From the U.S. USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Mars is hiding an apparent secret. Significant amounts of water are hiding inside the red planet's Valles Marineris. That's the red planet's version of our Grand Canyon. Signs of water were picked up by a European orbiter, which is designed to survey the red planet's landscape and map the presence and concentration of hydrogen hiding in Mars soil. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Right now, I gotta straighten out this closet. One second.
Classic Radio Theater.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. Well, here I am.
Yikes! Oh, George, we've got company.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, on this radio station or online anywhere podcasts are served by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
With all the political turmoil from China, including hiding the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic that has killed over 800,000 Americans, should American athletes be allowed to compete at the Winter Olympics in Beijing in February? 1980 Miracle on Ice hockey legend Mike Arusian weighs in on Newsmax Wednesday.
And if you think about 1980, when we boycotted the Summer Games because the Soviets invaded Afghanistan, look what happened to Afghanistan. And yet our athletes didn't have an opportunity to compete. So, you know, I think, again, I'm kind of old school. I think you take the politics out of the Olympic Games, let our athletes go, let them compete. They've been training for years for that one moment, that one chance. And to take that away from them, I think would be wrong and unjust. And especially the last couple of years, you think about what these athletes have been going through to train. There's been no competition because of COVID. They've had to find places to train on their own. The sacrifices they're making just for the opportunity to go and compete is incredible. Now, yeah, I get what's going on in China. There's other ways we can find a way to punish the Chinese people. You know, hurt them in the pocketbook. You know, find ways to do things like that. But let our athletes go, especially now what we're dealing with. You know, wouldn't it be nice to sit at home and watch our athletes compete and watch them stand on the podium and see your flag being risen and hear your national anthem? And, you know, we're going to have a lot of athletes who are going to have that opportunity. And, you know, what we're dealing with now, we need something like that.
The Winter Olympics run February 4th through February 20th. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.